Shalom aleichem aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Beizir Hashem Yisborach. We are continuing on to the 22nd topic of Parshas Kedoshim. Al techalel es bitchol az noiso. Perek yutes posuk chov tes. Al techalel es bitchol az noiso. Velo yisiz nehoretz umole ohoretz zimo. Do not defile your single daughter by giving her over to somebody to be boil her, not for the sake of marriage, znus. And if you do that, v'lo yisizne ha'oretz, Eretz Yisrael, who is like Am Yisrael's wife, she will be mezane. And how is Eretz Yisrael, how is a land mezane? By giving over her fruits, not to the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, rather to other countries, like a married woman gives herself over to somebody else, other than her husband. If you will give over your daughter for znus, that will fill the land with ideas of doing chatoim. Says Rashi, al techalel es bitchol az noiso. Bemoisa bitoya pnuyo. Somebody gives over his single daughter lebiyo for relations. Shaloi l'shem kiddushin, not for the sake of marriage. V'lo yisizne ha'oretz imato oisekein. If you'll do this, ha'oretz mezano es peroiseho la'asoison b'mokim achel. V'lo yibe'arzechem. Eretz Yisrael, the wife of Am Yisrael, will be mezane by giving over its fruits someplace else, not in Eretz Yisrael. V'chinu oimer, posuk in Yirmeyo. V'yimone u'revivim. Rain was held back. Why? The end of the posuk. Because u'metzach isha zoyno hoyoloch. You were like a zoyno. On to topics 23 and 24 in posuk lamed. Es Shabbos Eisai tishmoiru u'migdoshi tira'u. Ani Adonai, keep my Shabbos and fear my Beis Hamikdash. I am Hashem. What is the connection between the two? Rashi will tell us. Umikdoshi tiro. How does one fulfill? How does one fear the Mikdash practically? Lo yikones b'makloi uvimin oloi uveapundosoi uveovok shal raglo. You may not enter the Beis Hamikdash with a walking stick or with your shoes or with a money pouch. Or with the dirt on your feet. You have to wash your feet before entering the Beis HaMikdosh. What's the Shaychus to Shabbos? V'afal pi shani mazhirchem al HaMikdosh. The Mikdosh is very important. But as Shabbos Yisai tishmoiru. Ein beidna Beis HaMikdosh doich HaShabbos. The building of the Beis HaMikdosh, as important as it is not doich HaShabbos. On to topic number 25. Posuk Lamed Aleph. Al difnu el hoi vois ve'el ha'ide oinim. Al tevakshu l'tom ovohem. Ani Adonai Eloiheichem. Do not practice the kishuv, the black magic of oiv and yid oini. Oiv is some type of kishuv where you get a dead person to speak to you from your armpit. And the yid oini is some type of kishuv. You take a bone of a chaya, of an animal that's called yodua, and you put it in your mouth and it starts talking to you, telling you information. Don't be metame yourselves with these kishuv, with this black magic. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You need something, turn to me. No need to go to the oivois and yid oinim. Says Rashi al tifnu el oivois. There is another posuk telling us regarding oivi doini in Parsha Shoiftim. V'shoyel oivi doini. That posuk is referring to the person who wants the information. Therefore he comes to the magician to ask him the information. And our posuk is talking about the magician himself. Azhoro le baal oivid oini. Baal oiv ze pitoim, some type of kishuf. Hamedaber mishichyoi that speaks from his armpit. Vid oini amachnis etzem chayo sheshmo yodua. An animal called yodua lo terpi vo etzem medaber. Al tevakshu li yois asukim boem. Don't deal with it. Sheim tasku boem atem mitamim lefonai. You will become tommy in front of me. Vani metayev eschem, I will be disgusted with you. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, de'u, realize, recognize, es mi atem machlifim b'mi, what are you switching for what? I am your God, you don't need oivin yidoini, you shouldn't be going to them. On to topic number 26, posuk lamed beis, mi p'nei sevo tokum v'hodato p'nei zokein, v'yorei so me'eloi hecho, ani adoinoi. Stand up in front of an elderly person and you should honor. Talmid Chachomim, Zokein stands for Ze Shekono Chochmo, a Talmud Chochom. The Yorisa Meolo Kecha, a person could see a Seva and a Zokin from the distance and close his eyes, make believe he didn't see him, and therefore not get up. You may have fooled other people, but you didn't fool Hashem. The Yorisa Meolo Kecha, Hashem knows what you're thinking. Ani Hashem. Says Rashi, Mipnei Seva Toku, Yochel Zokin Hashmoi. You may think, even an elderly Rosho, you also have to stand in front of. Tamulema Zokin. In Zokin, Elozesha, Kono Chochmo. Vodan top in a Zokin, Eze Huhidu, how do you honor a Zokin? Luyeshebim Koimoi, Veloister Restvorov, do not sit in a seat and do not contradict him. Yochoil Yatzim Einov, Kimishaloy Ro'o. Person may think, I'll close my eyes, make believe I didn't see him. Lekachnema Veloiser Veloikecho. Sharidovoze Mosul Liboy Shaloy Seyu. Only you know about it. Shein Makir Boyalohu. Anything that only you know about, fear Hashem, because He knows what you're thinking. We had this above in Pasuk Yud Dalid, on the Isra of Lifnei Ivel Oisiten Michshol, giving bad advice to somebody, where sometimes you're the only person that knows that it was indeed bad advice. On the topic 27, Posuk Lamed Gimel, V'chiyogur itecho, Geir be'artzechem, Loi soinu oisoi. If a geir is living among you in your country, Loi soinu oisoi, do not pain him with words. Rather, Posuk Lamed Dalet, Kezroch mikem, Yihye lochem, Ageir agor itechem, ואהבתו אלוהי כמויך כי גירים אישם בארץ מצרויים אני אדוינו אלוהיכם. Treat the geir like any other Jew, and you should love him like you love yourself. You know what it feels like to be a geir. You yourself were geirim in Mitzrayim. אני השם אלוהיכם. I am all of your gods, you and the geirim alike, and therefore treat him nicely. Says Rashi, Lo yisoinu oinu as dvorim, painting with words. Lo yitoymar lo yemesh ho yiso al oivid avidizore. Yesterday, re oivid avidizore. Ve'achshav ata bo lilmoy toiro, shenitno mepi agvuro. And now you think you could just sit and learn the toiro that Hashem gave? That's painting him. Ki geirim eisem mum shebecho al toymar lachavercho. Don't talk to him about being a geir. You yourself were a geir once. I am both his and your God equally. On to topic 28. Posuk Lamed Hei. Lo yisasu ovel bamishpot bamido bamishkol uvamesuro. The opening words of our posuk are identical to the words in posuk Tezvov. Lo yisasu ovel bamishpot. Do not judge in a way that bends the judgment. Says Rashi, that's not what it means over here. We're not talking to Dayonim, that we know from Pasuk Tezvov. Rather, every person that measures, he is actually a Dayon, he is judging. And therefore, don't do a wrongdoing in judgment when you're measuring. Whether it be Bemida, measuring land, when you're buying and selling, Bamishkol, when you have to weigh something, buying and selling, Uvamesura, a liquid measurement, make sure that you're honest in your weights and your measurements. Says Rashi, lo yisasu ovel bamishpot im ledin. If we're talking about dayonim, hari kvar nemar, and posuk tezvov, lo yisasu ovel bamishpot. Umau mishpot ashon yukan, hu amido v'amishkol v'amesuro. Measuring, weighing, and the liquid measurements. Melamen sha moide nikro dayon. Somebody measuring, whether a buyer or a seller. He's called a judge. Shim shikya b'mido. If you lied with a measurement, that is equivalent to ruining a judgment. Like Rashi told us above. He causes the five terrible things that a judge causes when he doesn't judge properly. He causes Yidden to die. In war, umagla oisam ealsam causes them to go into golus. Ba'mido zumidas oretz, measurements of lands. Ba'mishkol kemashmoi, weights. Uva'mesuro himidas alach, measurements of liquid. Posuk lamed vov, continuing the same topic. Mois ne tzedek, avne tzedek, eifas tzedek, vihin tzedek, yihye lochem. Ani adoino, yeloyeichem, ashoi tzeisi eschem, mi'eret mitzroyim.
Rather, make sure your scale is a just scale. And the stones that you use in order to weigh the scale, they should be just stones. Exactly the measurement that it says on it, that should be the real measurement. Eifas tzedek is a volume measurement of dry goods. Vehin tzedek, a volume measurement of liquids. All of these should be precise. They should be just. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God who took you out of Mitzrayim in order to keep my mitzvahs, and therefore you must keep them meticulously.
Says Rashi, Avnei tzedek heim amishkoilois, the weights sheshoiklim kenegdon. You put a weight that says on it 1 pound or 2 pounds on one side of the scale, and you fill up the other side of the scale with apples, and when the two sides of the scales are equal, you know that you have whatever measurement that you put on the stones. Eifas, himidas hayovesh, volume measurements of dry goods, hin zumidas halach, liquid measurements, ashoitzeisi eschem al menas kein, to keep my mitzvahs. Dovoracher, ani ivchanti b'mitzrayim bin tipo shel bechoyr letipo sheino shel bechoyr. By makas bechoyrois, even the bechoyrim from the fathers died. Now who would know who's a bechor from the father? Bechor from the mother is simple, the first one to open her womb that she gave birth to. But the father? How does people know that? Says Hashem, I knew that. I was the one that differentiated between a bechoyr and not a bechoyr. V'ani ha'nemon, and I'm the same God who is trustworthy, lipora, to take revenge, to punish. Somebody who puts his weights in salt. It seems that when you put it in salt, it alters the real weight of it. Lohoinois esabrios, in order to trick people. Shein makir moem. Nobody knows. But I knew which tipa is a tipa shal bachoyer, and I know whose mishkolois. He altered them by putting them in salt, and I will punish those who trick with their measurements.
Pozog lamed zayin, ushmartem es kol chukoy zayves, kol mishpotay vasisem oisom, ani adoinoi.
And you should keep all my chukim and mishpotim. Chukim are mitzvahs that we don't understand the logic behind them. And mishpotim are mitzvahs that we do understand. All of them you have to do. Ani Hashem.
Ad kan the 28th topic of measurements. On to the 29th topic. The punishment for the avodah zarah of moilech and the kishuf, the black magic of oiv vid oini.
וידבר אדוני אל משה לאמור ואל בני ישראל תאמר איש איש מבני ישראל ומן הגר הגור בישראל אשר ייתן מזרעו למולך מויס יומוס עם האורץ ירגמוהו ואובן.
And Hashem told Moshe as follows, ואל בני ישראל, tell them, anybody, whether a born Jew, whether a ger, who gives from his children to Moilech. We saw this at the end of Parshas Achrei Mois. Moilech is a type of avodah zarah where you give your child over to the priests and they pass him in between two pillars of fire. Such a person that does that is chay of misa. Beis Din should kill him. And if Beis Din cannot put his hands on the person, then the rest of the nation should help Beis Din catch the person. Yirgemuhu ba'oven, he is chay of skilo.
Says Rashi v'el b'nei Yisrael toimar. The following parasha until the end of the parasha is Oinshim al Azhorois, or the punishment for the Azhorois that we were told not to do. At the end of parashas Achrei Mois, most of them regarding Arayois, but Moilech was also mentioned over there. And now, from here to the end of the parasha, is the Oinshim, the punishments for those Azhorois.
Mois Yumos be'Beis Din, v'imein k'er be'Beis Din. Am Ha'oretz, the rest of the nation, Messiah Moisoi. Why is Am Yisrael referred to as Am Ha'oretz? Says Rashi, two reasons. Am Ha'oretz, either Am Shebeginoi Nivrei Ha'oretz, the nation that for them the world was created, Am Yisrael. And the second reason, Am Shehasidim Lirash Ha'oretz, Al Dei Mitzvos Halolu, a nation that will inherit Eretz Yisrael because they keep these mitzvahs.
Posuk Gimel, v'ani etein es ponai bo ish ahu,
והכרעתי אויסוי מקרב המוין, כי מזרעוי נוסן למוילך, למען טמא אס מקדשי ולחלל אס שם קודשי.
And if Bezdin cannot do the job, for instance, there was no Edim or Hasro, says Hashem, Ani etein es ponai bo ishahu. I will put my angry face in him and I will punish him by giving him kores, because he gave over from his offspring, his children, to the Moilech. In order to be metamei, Am Yisrael, who is mekudosh, who is sanctified to me. If a person does Moilech, he's metamei Am Yisrael. And it's mechalel my name, and therefore I will give him kores.
Says Rashi, Atenes ponai. Rashi darshins ponai, penai sheli. I will turn away from anything else I'm doing. Ponali mekol asorkai ve'oisek boi, to deal with this person's punishment.
Bo'ish ve'loi betzibo. She'ein kol atzibo nichrosim. Even if all of Am Yisrael chas v'sholem is oved the moilech, I won't destroy all of them, because Am Yisrael must continue to exist forever.
But kimiz aoy nosan la moilech lefi shenemal ma'avir benoy ubitoy bo'eish. That's the isra of moilech. That's benoy ubitoy, your son and daughter. What about ben benoy uben bitoy minayin? How about your grandchildren? Is there isra there also? Tamud loymer our pasuk kimizaroy nosan la moilech. His offspring is all included, also his grandchildren.
Zer apostle minayin, let's say he has a mamzer as a son. Is that also included in the Isser?
Tamud loymal, the very next posuk, besitoi mizaroi lamoylech, any type of offspring.
Leman tame es mikdoshi, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdosh. What does Moylech have to do with the Beis HaMikdosh?
Rather, as Knesset Yisrael, shimukudeshesli, Am Yisrael, who is sanctified to me, and avidezor es metamedem. Kloshen v'lo yichalel es mikdoshi. And later on in Parshas Emor also means the same thing, not referring to the Beis HaMikdosh, rather referring to the korbonos that are mekudesh to me. Over there is talking about a balmum that does avoid.
Posuk dalet ve'im ha'aleim yalimu am horetz es einehem min ho'ish ahu besitoy mizahoy lamoylech levilti homis oisoy.
And if the Am Ha'aretz, the nation, ignores this person that's Chayav Misa, there was Edim and there was Asro, but for whatever reason, they don't kill him. This person, Besitoy Mizaroy Lamoylech, he gave from his offspring to this Avodah Zarah Moylech, Levilti Yom Misa, he said, they don't kill him.
Then says Hashem, Posukei, Vesamti Ani, Esponai, Boishahu, Uvimishpachtoi, Vichrati Oisoi, Ve'eis, כל הזוינים אחרוב, לזנוי שחרי המוילך מקרב עמום.
I will put my angry face in this man and in his family. What is his family at fault? Because one person was over the moilech, therefore the whole family is involved.
Says Rashi, we're talking about that the family is covering up for him. That's why he was saved from Bezdin. They're covering up for each other. Says Hashem, I will take care of them.
V'chrati oisoi, only the person himself that did the moilech will be chayiv kores. The rest of his family will get yisurim, not kores.
V'es kol hazoinim acharov liznois acharei moilech mikerev amom.
All the people that go after avodah zarah and they're oived other avodah zarahs in the same way you're oived moilech, namely by putting the children in between the two pillars of fire, will also be chayiv miso, kores.
Says Rashi, posuk dalet. Vim ha'aleim ya'alimu.
What's the double lotion?
Ha'aleim ya'alimu.
Im ha'alimu b'davarecho. The way it works is, if you turn a blind eye in one area, soif she'alimu b'dvorim arbe. That's the way it works. If you're not makpid on the din, you end up losing a lot.
Im ha'alimu sanedrek tano, soif she'alimu sanedrek doilo.
If the small Sanhedrin turns a blind eye, eventually the Sanhedrin doilo will also become corrupt.
What did the family do wrong? Why are they getting punished?
A family that has one illegal, one corrupt tax collector, all of them are corrupt. They all cover up for him, and therefore the mishpacha also deserves a punishment. V'chati oisoi lomo nemar, lefi shenemar ovo mishpachtoi, yochoi lukol mishpocho b'ikores. They're all chayv kores, tamoloi mano. Oisoi b'ikores, v'loi kol mishpocho b'ikores, even though they're covering up for him, but they get elo b'yisurim, they got punished with yisurim. Liznois achare ha-moylech, l'rabois sh'ar avoyde zore sh'ovdo bekach. Even other avoyde zores, that's not the way to worship them. Mafilo ein zu avoidoso, nevertheless the Torah is marbe. If you are oived any avoyde zore in this form, namely by passing the children between two fires, is also going to be chayev kores.
Posuk vav vehanefesh asher tifne el hoivois velayde oinim liznois achariem venosati es panai banefesh hahi vichrati oisoi mikerev amoi.
And now to the punishment of the oiv v'yid oini. Oiv v'yid oini is not avodah zarah, it's kishuf. And if somebody does oiv v'yid oini, says Hashem, I will give him kores.
Posuk zayin, v'his kadishtem, v'hisem kedushim, ki ani adoino yeloyichem.
Make yourselves holy by separating yourselves from avodah zarah, and then you will be holy. I'm commanding you to do this. Can I Hashem Elokeichem?
Says Rashi, v'his kadishtem zu prishus avodah zarah.
Separating yourselves from avodah zarah. Ad kan, the 29th topic, the punishment for moylech oiv v'id oini. Let us quickly chazer the 29th topic that we had so far in Parshas Kedoshim. Topic number 1, Kedoshim Tiyu. Number 2, Ish imoy v'oviv tiro. Topic number 3 is Tavshoy Saiti Shmoiru. 4, Al Tifnu El Ho'elilim. 5, The Right Thoughts by Bringing Korban. 6, Matnois Anim. 7, Monetary Issues Between People, Loitignoivu, etc. 8, Loisekal El Cheresh. 9, Lifneiva Loisiten Michshoil. 10, Loisasu Ovo Bamishpot. 11, Loisele Rochil Bamecho. 12, Loisamid Al Damriecho. 13, Loisisno Esochicho Bilvovecho, Vehavto Lerecho Komoicho. 14, the 3 types of kilaim. 15, shivcho charufo. 16, olo. 17, loisichlu al adom. 18, loisenachashu veloisoineinu. 19, pa'as arosh ve'azokon. 20, v'seret lo nefesh. 21, ksoives kaka. 22, al techalel esbitcho laznoiso. 23, again, eshabsoi sait ishmoiru. 24, mikdoshi tiro. 25, the isur of oivi idoini. 26, Mipnei Seva Tokum Vodalto Pnei Zokain. 27, the Loisoinu Es Ager. 28, Moisnei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, proper measurements. And 29, the punishment from Moilech and Oiv Vid Oini.